We're surrounded by oxygen, and sensing how much of it is in our bodies is a fundamental human function. Too much and you get cell damage, even death. Too little and you get hypoxia, oxygen deficiency, which may also be fatal. This year's Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has gone to three scientists who uncovered the basic science behind how our bodies detect and adapt to different amounts of oxygen. Professor William Kalin of Harvard University, Professor Greg Semenza of Johns Hopkins University, and Sir Peter Ratcliffe of the University of Oxford and the Francis Crick Institute discovered the molecular pathways and genes involved in our body's response to different oxygen levels. This fundamental work has helped us understand how our bodies change in response to environment. At high altitude, where there's less oxygen, our body's sensing system helps us adapt by generating new blood vessels and producing more red blood cells to compensate. Oxygen sensing is also key to many diseases. In cancer tumours, this oxygen sensing machinery is used to hijack normal function and proliferate cancer cells. Work is going on right now to develop drugs that can tweak the oxygen sensing system to interfere with the cancer. And that's work which uses the findings of these laureates as its foundation. Speaking with Nobel Media, Sir Peter said their work showed the importance of basic science and how it can translate to unforeseen clinical applications years down the track.
We make knowledge. That's what I do as a publicly funded scientist. That knowledge has only one quality that's definable, really. It's good knowledge, it's true, it's correct. It is important that scientists have the courage and are allowed to derive knowledge for its own sake, independent of the perceived value at the point of creation.
In chemistry, the prize was awarded to three scientists for their work in developing lithium-ion batteries, Professors John B. Goodenough of the University of Texas, M. Stanley Whittingham of Binghamton University in New York, and Akira Yoshino of Meijo University, Japan. The small size, lightweight, and energy density of lithium-ion batteries have made them an appealing choice for consumer electronics, smartphones, and laptops. But they're also found in electric cars and in space, including on the International Space Station and in the Mars Curiosity rover. During the oil crisis in the early 1970s, Professor Whittingham began work on fossil fuel-free technologies, developing an early lithium battery. Goodenough and Yoshino made further improvements to the power and materials of the battery, eventually leading to the lightweight and durable tech we know today. The award makes John Goodenough the oldest Nobel laureate at 97, and he still works in the lab every day.
Enough, you never know how it's going to come out. Don't retire too early.
And of course, the Nobel Prize for Physics. This year's winners were Emeritus Professors James Peebles of Princeton University, Michel Mayor of the University of Geneva, and Professor Didier Queloz of Geneva and Cambridge for their contributions to our understanding of the evolution of the universe and Earth's place in it. As Ulf Danielsson put it in awarding the prize,
"This year's Nobel laureates in physics have painted the picture of a universe far stranger and more wonderful than we ever could have imagined. Our view of our place in the universe will never be the same again."
Professor Peebles' work is pivotal in our understanding of the primordial universe, that time right after the Big Bang. In particular, he focused on the thermal radiation from that early universe, traces of which can be detected today. This background radiation holds clues about how our universe formed. Professor Peebles' research has also advanced the theories of dark matter and dark energy, nebulous components of the universe we still don't understand. Mayer and Queloz received the other half of the physics prize for their work in discovering the first exoplanet, a planet outside of our solar system. This they achieved by observing the minuscule fluctuations in light coming from a distant star, evidence of a planet orbiting around it. This finding kicked off an enormous search for other exoplanets. We've found more than 4,000 since. The vast differences between these exoplanets has shifted our understanding of how planets get made, and the hope remains we might one day find life on one of them.